on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A week until the election and Donald Trump rallied supporters in Atlanta.
This feels even bigger than Madison Square Garden. This is a lot of people.
Fallout continues from that rally in New York Sunday, where a comedian likened Puerto Rico to an island of floating trash. GOP VP nominee J.D. Vance.
We have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm so over it.
CBS's Nicole Killian.
The event was roundly rejected by Vice President Kamala Harris.
Fans, the fuel of hate and division. And that's why people are exhausted with him.
To former President Barack Obama in Philadelphia.
These are Americans. And that is the reason why this election should not be close.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Puerto Rico's GOP chairman said he would withhold his support from the former president unless he apologized. San Juan's Catholic archbishop is also demanding an apology, and the island's national newspaper just endorsed Vice President Harris.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is a free man again. A spokeswoman for the federal correction system says he was released from prison in Danbury, Connecticut this morning after serving a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena to testify in a congressional investigation of the January 6th attack. Officials in Washington State and Oregon are investigating ballot box fires that appear to be linked. Portland Police spokesman Mike Benner.
Our officers quickly determined that there was an incendiary device that had been attached to the ballot box, and that is what ignited this fire.
Hundreds of ballots in Vancouver were destroyed in the northern Gaza Strip. Health Ministry says at least 60 people were killed today in an Israeli strike on a building sheltering displaced Palestinians. New report from a public interest advocacy group says more than half of phone companies aren't complying with laws to protect us from pesky robocalls and texts. CBS's Nancy Chen.
Nearly 4,000 phone companies have installed anti-robocall technology in the last 3 years, but the report says only 47% have fully completed those measures.
It's looking grim for the New York Yankees.
It is a fastball. It's ripped down the line. It is gone.
The Dodgers are a win away from clinching the World Series after Freddie Freeman homered for a third straight game on Fox, leading L.A. to a 4-2 win and a 3-0 series lead.
Obviously, when you come into a road park, you want to try and strike early and quiet the crowd down. We were able to do that in the first inning.
Game four tonight at Yankee Stadium. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. There he met with former Republican Mayor Sean Riley, who's endorsed the Harris-Waltz ticket. Racine County will have more voting later in November. A primary is on November 21st for the county executive position. Four candidates are running. The two leading candidates will face off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man was critically injured in a shooting on Wolf Street near Main in Racine early Sunday. Police have identified a person of interest in the case. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And Red Apple Elementary in Racine is set to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school, opening in about a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming it after Dr. Laurel Clark, a NASA astronaut from Racine. They're seeking community input on the change. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution, and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting his ability to move, to really drive the football. You know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This city has so many beautiful women. I don't know, but I fall in love like every 10 minutes. I'm sitting on the subway. I'm like, there's my wife. There she is. Oh, she's getting off. All right. All right, there's the woman. All right, that's a man. This is confusing. Life is a little easier for attractive people. Can we admit that? Think about it. If a stranger smiles at you and they're attractive, you think, oh, they're nice. But if the stranger's ugly, you're like, what do they want? Oh. Get away from me, weirdo. Yeah. Some couples here. Isn't it strange when you're single, all you see are couples? And then when you're part of a couple, all you see are hookers? That guy's... That's wrong. That's wrong.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Kermit and the Raspberries go all the way. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN on your Tuesday morning. It's 8:10 right now. You know, there are people that take the fun out of Halloween. You know, it's supposed to be a fun day, but there are people that are real killjoys out there. They don't dress up for costume parties. They don't answer the door for trick-or-treaters. They refuse to let their kids eat candy. That should be a statute of law against that. And they refuse to watch scary movies. Who are these killjoys that ruin Halloween?
It's a little old lady from Pasadena. A little old lady from Pasadena. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
It's WRJN Radio. And coming up, we've got tickets to give away to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, coming to Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th. You want to go? Stand by. I've got some tickets coming up. But first, Tony Orlando and Dawn knock three times, 8:13 at WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Bang, bang. Tony Orlando and Dawn, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:16, looking for a sunny day today with a high near 78. I think it's like 70 degrees now. I got to check the temperature. 70 degrees at Radio Park. It's warm out there. It's almost like summer. Got a feel-good story for you. Ready for this? A 95-year-old woman from Indiana went on vacation in Orange Beach, Alabama, and a group of lifeguards helped her enjoy it by carrying her to the beach every single day. Now, she uses a wheelchair, but she wanted to see the waves and feel the sand on her feet. So they carried her down to the beach every single day for a week. Those lifeguards? My hero. Wasn't that nice that they did that for that lady? I love it. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. All right, right now I've got tickets for Pure Soul. Pure Soul, 60s Motown hits and 70s soul coming to Memorial Hall live in concert Friday, November 8th. If you want a pair of tickets right now, you can get it. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with me, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Again, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to Pure Soul, which is coming to Memorial Hall. Hi, what's your first name?
First name.
Whoa, got your lower your radio there.
Yeah, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
And you want to see Pure Soul?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, Rick. All right, it's coming November 8th, and we'll have a pair of tickets waiting for you, but hold on the line. I got to get some information
from
you.
Okay, right on my birthday. Very good.
Is that your birthday, November 8th?
Yes, it is.
Well, happy birthday in advance to you, my friend. I love it. The what town are you calling from?
Pardon me?
What town are you calling?
I'm in Caledonia, Racine County.
Yeah, Caledonia. We know where that is. All right, Rick, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, nice talking to you.
Okay, hold on. Don't hang up. We've got more tickets to give away for the rest of the week, too, to Pure Soul. 60s Motown, 70s Soul, coming to Memorial Hall, November 8th from 8 till 10 p.m. But right now,
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Venom The Last Dance led the way at the U.S. box office last weekend, taking in $51 million, but it was still a bit of a disappointment. The final chapter of the Venom trilogy, starring Tom Hardy, was tracking to the tune of a much bigger showing at the box office. The studio was hoping it pulled in an additional $20 million. Partial blame can go to the World Series, but not all of it, according to prognosticators. No reason to shed tears for Sony, as the film is performing well overseas. Coming in second was Smile 2, with just over $9 million, but a 60% drop-off after opening weekend, a little more than you'd like. The Wild Robot took in over $6 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Outperforming Smile 2 and The Wild Robot on a per-screen average was newcomer Conclave, which received rave reviews and came in fourth place despite a limited release compared to other films. Rounding out the top five was the Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh-led romance We Live in Time, which was expanded to more theaters last weekend. Scary movie releases are winding down, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer
or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. HospiceAlliance.org.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Come on and be
Elvis Presley, Good Luck Charm. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:25. Oh, well, this week, a lot of offices will be holding, you know, parties where you can dress up. And 1 in 7 people have seen a coworker wear an inappropriate costume to work before. The most common ones include political costumes and anything that shows too much skin. I was going to wear shorts. I guess that's too much skin. Nobody wants to see my legs, huh? Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 78. Right now, it's sunny at 68 degrees. Green River, here's CCR. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Green River, WRJN, local news, and timeless hits. Candy. This is the year for candy, this time of year. Every website's putting out their own definitive rankings of the best Halloween candy. And throughout all of them, the top one the most people pick is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I've never had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I've never had peanut butter and jelly, never tasted it. I don't like it. The people say, how do you know if you don't like it? I don't like it. You know, I don't like murdering people. I've never done it, but I know it's. I don't want to do it. So it's like peanut butter. I don't like peanut butter. Number two on the list was Twix. I love Twix. Snickers. I never had a Snickers bar. Same reason. I like peanuts. I like chocolate. I don't like them mixed together, though. And Kit Kats. I love Kit Kats. You know, on these lists, they never have Three Musketeers bars on there. I wonder why. What the Rosens are giving out this year, we have these little jelly candies we're giving out. Name brand stuff. And we're also giving out, and I got to pick some more up today because I ate some of them. they're little tiny packets, about 7 or 8 Pop-Tarts in there. Little tiny Pop-Tarts, mini Pop-Tarts. They look like real Pop-Tarts, and they are real Pop-Tarts. They're just very tiny. And you get like 7 to a package. So the Rosens are giving those away this year, along with it. Name brand jelly candies. We tried no-name brands a couple of years ago. Kids were throwing it back at our house, so we decided we're going into brand names from now on. So there you go. 8:30 on the nose, exactly. Let's check news of the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Once you're done voting in Racine County, you get to do it again. In less than a month, there will be a primary in the contest to be the next county executive. 4 candidates have officially entered, with the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected death. The primary ballot features County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The primary is November 21st, with the 2 leading candidates facing off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man is in critical condition following a shooting in Racine early Sunday morning.
Police were called to the report of a shooting on Wolf Street near Maine. The victim was taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee. Investigators say they've talked to witnesses and a 21-year-old person of interest has been identified. The Racine County DA's office says they're reviewing potential charges. Racine Unified wants your thoughts on renaming a school. A new chapter is starting for Red Apple Elementary as it prepares to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school. It's scheduled to open in just over a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming the school after Dr. Laurel Clark, a Racine native and astronaut who lost her life in the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy. Community members are being invited to share their thoughts on the potential name change through a link on the Racine Unified website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I was going through security, and they have a big sign when you go through security of things that you can't bring on the plane. Yeah, no, that was weird. And they also had, on the sign, they had no fireworks, which I thought was funny. That was like a special sign. No! No fireworks. Like, who brings firewood? Do you do that? Are there people out there who, like, honey, we have a flight in an hour. Oh, really? I'm going to grab some Roman candles. Yeah, it's a long flight. Let's spice it up a little bit. I just thought it'd be funny to be on a plane and just see some guy do that. Like, I'm going to light one of these bad boys up. Just shooting fireballs around the cabin. Into like first class. Some guy's like, what was that? I brought some Roman candles. Yeah, I didn't see a sign. Is this bad?
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ain't no woman like the one I love.
tops. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Local news and timeless hits for you. WRJN. Popular Mechanics Magazine once did a story on an overly complicated formula that tells you if you bought enough Halloween candy. It factors in how many kids you expect, how generous you are with that candy, and how much candy you'll be eating beforehand. And they have the formula all worked out for you. Check it out. Oh, I'm sure you can Google the story from Popular Mechanics Magazine. Speaking about trick-or-treating, if you don't know when trick-or-treating hours are, go to the WRJN Facebook page. We have it all there for you. Yep, we loaded up all the towns in Racine and Kenosha County with their exact time for trick-or-treating this year.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can sing, it's this heart, you can't take it.
Stevie, for once in my life, local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 8:42. Here's one of those things that we can't believe we have to say, but do not superglue vampire teeth in your mouth for Halloween. Dentists say it's a terrible idea, could poison yourself, do serious damage to your teeth, or even lose some of your teeth. Do you believe we actually have to say that? From the movie A Hard Day's Night, these are the Beatles. I should have known better. Rock and roll group of all time, the Beatles. I should have known better. What a great movie, too, A Hard Day's Night. You know, the name The Beatles is never mentioned once in that movie, A Hard Day's Night. You see this, you see on the drum The Beatles, but you never hear them ever mention the name The Beatles in the entire movie. I wonder if that was by accident or for real. All right, this story I dug up from our archives. A guy in New York City was waiting for a bus and fell into a sinkhole that was filled with rats, and he couldn't yell for help because the rats would get into his mouth. I can't think of anything more horrible to happen to somebody than that while he's waiting for a bus in New York City. Wow.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good.
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wiffles hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
You were telling me, Cindy, that guy had braces on when he was singing that. That's why we can't understand what he's saying.
That's right. And and then he recorded that tune, and then they let him go, and then the song became a hit. And now you don't have your lead singer.
So you brought in candy. You had your Halloween trick-or-treating where you live on Sunday. And that's all you got left over?
Tootsie Rolls.
At least you gave name brand stuff away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't want our house egged. I heard about you, like...
They threw the candy back at my house.
Yeah.
And my son said, "Oh, they're not gonna tolerate this candy. Yeah, they'll take anything." And then we bang at the door, and there's the little pieces of candy laying all over the porch. They're getting picky.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Listen, this is not just candy. This is a serious religion, my friend. You should have given them the name brand.
I wanted to. My wife got the cheap stuff at the dollar store. Here comes the Circle Red River Ball, WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Sugar.
all this sugar in today, so we'll play the Archie Sugar Sugar. Woo-hoo. She found a new sugar delivery system.
Yes, it's called Trick or Treat.
Coca-Cola and leftover candy. Mm-hmm. All right, this mom in Maryland is pretty upset because school photo companies are now including optional retouching services, including teeth whitening, skin tone evening, and blemish removal. Parents complained about this before, but now it's being offered to students as young as pre-K. They have the photos retouched.
What?
I could have used, when I was in my class pictures, and I still have them, complete makeover retouching when I went to school. I wish they would have had that. I would have paid extra for that. Because now I'm stuck with these pictures of me looking like a real goof.
I've seen pictures of you. You were cutie pie.
I wasn't cutie pie. People used to make fun of my curly hair all the time. And we just had our 50th anniversary high school reunion recently. Most of those people who made fun of me have now bald or, you know, gray hair. So they're not laughing now because I still have mine and it's black. And it's real black. There's some gray up front.
I know it.
But they used to make fun of my curly hair. They're not laughing now. No, not laughing anymore. All right, Cindy Huber's coming up next. She's got an artist of record. She's going to give away some more vinyl. And at the end of the month, give away another record player. So that's coming up with Cindy. That's next year at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. We have more tickets to give away to the Soul Show coming to Memorial Hall, Pure Soul. And also tomorrow, tickets to the Racine Theater Guild.
Come now.